Sierra and the same mobile Holly Springs.
Access mobile listening. 4VWA, KN4VWA, KB2HXS. Are you there, Steve?
KO4OLK listening.
KB2HXS here, mobile. Name is Dave.
Dave, what's up?
Not too much. Just driving around. No, actually, got a few stops to make, and then I got to run up to Inman and help out a friend.
After that, we're sitting here working on the RV, trying to stay dry right now.
Gotcha. Do you have something running in the background? I'm hearing like a hum or something.
Directly to a 6-bank lithium ion battery bank, and there's a couple of inverters on that. I'm thinking I might be picking up some noise from the inverters. I'm going to have to put a cap or something on the supply, see if I can filter that out.
Okay, either that or wind a toroid, wind your power cables around a ferrite core or a toroid, whatever they call them, and see if that'll knock it down a bit.
1040, any idea what the value of that toroid coil would be?
It's not a value. It's just basically like an iron core. It looks like a circle, and you wind your wires through it, and it'll knock some noise down. There's really no value. You can look them up. Sometimes they snap right over the, they snap over the lines, or you have to actually wind them. There's a specific number of turns that you put on them. I can't think of it off the top of my head. Maybe somebody else would know on here. Tom's pretty knowledgeable about that sometimes. He was an electrical engineer for a while. But, it would probably knock down some of that noise.
Gotcha. Thanks for the information.
Yeah, no problem at all. No problem at all. I'm just heading around. I'm in Gurr, better known as Greer, South Carolina. I'm mobile. I got to run up to Inman, and I got to help Steve with a few things this morning. I thought he'd be on here by now, but he's probably loafing around somewhere.
Last few days, I've been listening to a bunch of the guys going. I guess they were trying to erect a tower in somebody's yard, and they were concerned about the rain and tearing up his yard. I find it very interesting that the community, ham community, is so supportive and helping each other doing projects like this. That's very nice.
Bunch of good guys in this area. I just moved up here back in July last year, and I kind of stumbled on this. I actually talked to Steve on this repeater probably about a year ago before I moved up, and he made the suggestions, a couple of suggestions to me that worked out real well, and then I just kind of fell onto this repeater, and I would say a really bunch of nice fellas here, bunch of nice people, and they were up. Steve had his mixer over at I believe it was Matt's house. They cemented a tower in place, and they were putting a tower up or somewhere, at least getting them started at least.
Nice. I might have a general, but I'm still very wet behind the ears. I've got a whole lot to learn, so I might be pulling on you guys with some interesting questions.
Yeah, I've been around the ham community for a few years. I got my license back in the late 80s, and I was still living in New York. That's why the tool call. And I'm also a general. I'm not a digital guy. I'm an analog guy, so on the digital stuff, I'm not really that well versed. If someone needs a set of muscles to get up on a tower or, help put a tower up or help put an antenna up, I'm all over it.
Questions are going to be more. I'm going to be more a voice guy than digital myself, I believe, but I got a lot of questions about antennas and being on the side of an RV and having to be mobile. And all that's going to make my setup a little bit interesting in having to pack it, to store it, to move it, and then set it up again.
my most favorite antenna, mobile antenna, a dual band antenna that I used on my Kenworth, because it was a fiberglass roof on the cab, and it's still a good antenna today, is a Diamond NR770, which what it is, it's a no ground plane required antenna. And I had it on just a through mount on my on the roof of my Kenworth, and I also use it on a gutter mount on my previous work vehicle when I was down in Florida, and it works extremely well. For you're mobile and you're using repeaters, so you don't need a lot of power. But it's a really, in fact, I need to replace it because it got broken in the move. But it's a fold-over design. You can, you fold it over if you're parked somewhere or, if it's up too high or something. But that's a really, really good antenna obviously you're not going to put it on top of your RV because that would make it too tall. But the NR770 by Diamond is a real good one. That's a good suggestion for you.
Okay, that was November Romeo 77 Diamond.
Yeah, a Diamond NR November Romeo 770. Now, just be careful. They make them in the UHF mount and an NMO mount. So I don't know what you have set up there, but they have them in, I believe they make them in both styles.
What I have right now is a 25-foot aluminum flagpole that I've modified for a Bitech tri-band antenna with a ground plane underneath it. And these ground planes have four radials that are about 5 feet across from tip to tip.
And your low band stuff?
HF, VHF, and UHF.
The antenna I was talking about is strictly a mobile antenna. If you're in your RV or even in your vehicle, in your personal vehicle, you can throw it on a mag mount and put it on top of your vehicle, and it'll work just fine. Or a gutter mount or any kind of mount like that, that it's not grounded, or no ground plane. That's it won't cover HF. It's strictly UHF, VHF.
And I'm assuming that was the case, but it seems like most of the activity and whatnot I've been seeing and hearing about is on the HF band.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, the other alternative would be for a vehicle, and you mentioned RV, would be probably a screwdriver antenna. There's a good one made by Tar Heel, and they make different styles. They make a full size, they make a mini Tar Heel, and that's a motorized, tunable antenna. And I have one still. I had the full size, which works really, really well, and that would be that'll cover everything. I think it covers up, it'll go 80 to 10, I believe. Gosh, I gotta look the specs up.
Well, right now my radio is just limited to the 2 meter and UHF, VHF bands.
Yeah, then I would get you get the NR770 or something equivalent, and then you'd be great with that. You put out a good signal.
Take the info. I'll take a look and look into that.
Absolutely. Anyway, did you say you were a new ham? You said you were a general.
Just tested this last Saturday and saw my license on the FCC website on Monday morning. So I haven't been at this for what? Not even quite a week.
Excellent. Yeah, I tell you, there's a lot of new hams in this area. I'm new to the area, not a new ham, but I'm new to the area. But yeah, you'll definitely find a pretty good group of guys here. They cut up pretty good on here too. They make you laugh a little bit, but you'll hear them in from time to time.
I've already had some good chuckles listening to them already.
Yeah, they're funny. Tom's a character. Steve's a character. They keep a smile on your face.
Looking forward to when this COVID stuff gets over and we can start meeting in person. That would be a very nice thing to be able to associate some faces and whatnot with the voice.
I don't know about that. I know Steve personally. I don't know. I don't know if I'd show him off or not.
Nice now. I did meet some of them at the testing site.
Darn it all. I'm surprised he hasn't come out of the woodwork yet. If he heard me on you, it'd be razzing me a little bit.
Gotta be blaming him one bit.
A little bit. It's fun, yeah. You can't be too serious on the ham bands, you know. You just gotta, you know, just mind your P's and Q's, and, you know, there's certain etiquette to follow. But that, other than that, you know, I'm sure you understand it.
Worked in a factory for 40 years. As a maintenance support guy, electrician, mechanic, mechatronics tech, whatever label you want to put on it, I've done it all. So, yeah, I know how the camaraderie goes like that.
I'm more of in a service business, so I see new customers all the time. So, you know, etiquette for me is like top priority.
There are some differences working on a factory floor and being in service, but guys are still guys, I guess.
I mean, when I was down in Florida, I'm in the air conditioning business, and the company I work with in Florida, you know, very nice family-owned company, you know, just really nice folks, and, you know, you go out to the customer's house, and, you know, after a couple of times of being at the customer's house, you know, they just say, come on in, Dave, it's fine, you know. You get over there, you break the ice, and everything is good. You can joke and laugh a little bit with the customer without getting in trouble.
I hear that. I've had some real fun with some guys at the workplace that I had to win over with time, but it's interesting dealing with a lot of people. I've been more of an engineering type mentally in my head my whole life, and I'm finding as I'm getting older, I'm getting more personable. But my wife keeps telling me that sometimes I'm still a little rough around the edges.
My wife tells me the same thing, you know, and then the shoe comes at my head.
Well, I haven't had to learn to duck from shoes yet, but I think I've come mighty close a few times.
Anyway, I'm pulling up to my first stop here. Oh my gosh, I forgot your name. Anyway, let me duck out of here for a few minutes. I'll be back in shortly, and we'll catch up with you again.
This is Steve at K04OLK, clear.
Alrighty then. Have a good day, sir. KB2HXS Dave will be out of here for a bit.
TRN listening, Mobile Liberty.